The next arms race. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. I'm sure security cameras do a lot of good, helping to quickly track down criminals. But now that they're being used more and more to track regular people, they have spawned a counter-surveillance movement. I saw a piece in the Sunday Seattle Times about a company called Reflecticles, which will soon be selling anti-surveillance glasses. The lenses of these glasses block the infrared light used by night vision cameras so that the details of your eyes are invisible, and the frames of the glasses reflect the infrared light so that all the security camera sees is a head flashing a pair of blinding light beams. No face. Reminded me of the raincoat that ruined our Christmas pictures. My son-in-law got one of those super reflective white raincoats. Every time I took a flash picture with the iPhone, all we got was the coat. No face, no background, just a waterproof ghost. It may not keep him dry, but it'll certainly keep him anonymous. And have you seen the anti-surveillance T-shirts with the crossword-style checkerboard patterns on the chest that supposedly make the computer think it's seeing dozens of faces? It's not 100% effective yet, but you see what's happening. This is the next arms race. The surveillers versus the surveilled. We are evolving into a very weird species. We're either on social media desperately trying to become stars, or we're out in public desperately trying to vanish. Now I know how Meghan Markle feels.